It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. So, you can join in this conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. With Thanksgiving coming up, what's the rudest thing someone has ever done in your home?
Oh, you win for this.
How do I win for this?
Because of your cousin Jeremy.
Oh, why? Okay. I've asked that we don't talk about him, but yet you constantly slide my cousin Jeremy into this.
No, we have to talk about him because coming up, you're going to be around him.
I don't want to talk about him. He's not supposed to be at Thanksgiving, so I don't think I'll be around him.
Yeah, I think he is going to show up.
Well, I'm not talking. I mean, if you want to tell people, Alex, I genuinely don't want to talk about my cousin Jeremy.
Well, I will. So Joe had this cousin come over and stay with him and his wife, and his cousin knows that Joe's on a weight loss journey. He's trying to lose like 100 pounds. And so he brought Adderall with him and asked Joe if he could make him a drink. And he was taking forever. So Joe got up, looked in the kitchen, and saw his cousin Jeremy sprinkling Adderall in his drink. When he confronted his cousin about it, he said he was doing it so that he could help Joe lose weight. It was a big thing, big fight. Joe kicked him out of the house. He ended up driving 5 hours back to where he lives. So it was a pretty juicy story that we talked about before on this
can
show.
Can we please? Do you have anything, Alex?
Yes, I do.
I don't want to talk about my cousin. Good.
But Alex, that is for sure the rudest thing I've ever heard anyone do in your own home.
Alex, tell us about something with your family that Sony did that was rude.
Well, I remember one time I was probably about 8 years old, and my mom was one of those types of neighbors that like just would invite people over for like cookies and tea and stuff. So my mom invites this neighbor woman over that was new. We didn't really know her too well. She was someone that had just moved in. Mm-hmm. And so she comes in, she's talking to my mom for a little bit, and they're, you know, having tea or whatever. And then my mom remembers her getting up and going to the bathroom. Like, she was like, oh, I'll be right back. Can I use your restroom? And all of a sudden, my mom hears the shower running.
What?
I was not in the house. I guess I was playing outside or something, but my mom has told me the story. So she hears the shower running, and this woman starts taking a shower in our house.
That's bizarre. Did you have towels for her?
Well, yeah. I mean, and so my mom just like didn't know what to say, but she never invited her over after that. My mom was so disgusted, thought that was the rudest thing ever.
Yeah, that's pretty rude. I think I got one that might be ruder.
Okay, what did somebody do, Producer Porkchop, that was rude when they came over to your house?
So like I said, I'm not a cook, but I was over at my boyfriend's mom's house for Thanksgiving, and she spent all day cooking food, just laboring really hard, right? And her brother has a kid. And the kid the whole time is just, I'm hungry. Is dinner ready yet? I'm
kid
hungry.
Kid sounds like Alex.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I hope none of the family's listening. But it gets worse. So we finally eat, right? The kid's first in line. He gets some mashed potatoes. That's it. Doesn't even finish it.
Wow.
Oh, I was his dad.
Spanked him.
Yeah, don't you dare.
Wow.
You're over someone else's
okay.
house for
that was
food.
That was aggressive. Live the web, girl.
One time when someone was over my apartment in college, they were sleeping in my bed because I was like sleeping on the couch because they were pretty intoxicated,
mm-hmm.
and I was not. And they went to the restroom in my closet. Which I feel like is pretty rude.
How drunk
right?
do you have to? Yes, it's very
That's
rude.
Wait. I have a question. I have a question for Live the Web Girl. Is that before or after you pooped the bed of a guy that you were staying with in college?
Wait a minute. Liv pooped in somebody's bed? No,
yes.
Get over here. You
yes.
can't walk away.
Alex, I literally have never talked about that on air ever. I absolutely hate you.
Hold on.
Was it before or after? Was it karma?
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Hey, bring yourself over here. Don't take a dump. So wait, yeah, did this happen before or after? Alex brings up a good question.
The person going in the bathroom in my closet happened after.
Yeah.
Oh,
karma.
It's karma. It's a revenge dump right there. They're like, oh, I'll show her.
They heard about it.
Oh, my. Okay. Why do you hold back on these details, Liv? Like, why are you not? We're an honest, open family here. You're supposed to share things.
I can't even react to this right now. I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't know what to do either. I'm kind of concerned about you, like, inviting over to my place.
What is the rudest thing that somebody else did when they were at your house? 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539. Misty, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What rude thing happened?
I had a stepson come and stay with us, him and his wife, and they would get up in the middle of the night and make pancakes and wake the entire house up.
That is so rude!
Slash yummy.
Very, very rude.
Now, wait, is that code? Or did they actually make pancakes?
Yeah, because, you know, on this show, we say flipping pancakes for something else. Were they flipping pancakes or actually making pancakes?
No, they were actually making pancakes.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of the night.
Gotcha.
Now, would you have preferred waffles? I don't understand the problem.
Well, my child had to go to school the next day, and they woke the entire house up several times doing it. Oh. That was the problem.
Did you confront them?
I'm sorry?
Did you confront them? Like, did you say, hey, like, can you not do that?
Yeah, but they continued to do it.
Wow.
They didn't
leave
any? Yeah, no kidding. Did they leave any for you guys in the morning to warm up at least?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah, that's a tad bit rude. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to Megan. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Megan, what was the rude thing somebody did?
Okay, so I had a buddy of mine stay at my house one night, and we had, like, a party, and we had gotten a little wasted, and he ended up smashing my best friend. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but...
Like, hooked up with her?
No, you can say that.
Yes, on my bed, and ended up having...
Okay, go. We get it.
Tried flipping the pancake, syrup got
batter.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, that would kind of make me mad, right?
Yeah, I would be livid.
I did that one time with my wife, Lindsay, like, in her roommate that she didn't like. We were in the roommate's bed. It's like, take that, biatch.
Gross.
Let's do one more call, then we're going to have to get into garbage in a second. Kelly on the Joe and Alex show. What is the thing that happened with a rude neighbor or person?
Hi. Well, when I was in high school, my sister and I threw a party one night when my parents weren't home. And it was, you know, your pretty typical drunk teenage party. But when we woke up in the morning, we found out that some of the people who had been over had taken all of the furniture off of the pool deck and put it into the pool. Not only it, then they stole my dad's beer as well.
Oh, that's terrible, the beer part. But that's kind of funny putting it in the pool, right?
That is bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Definitely.
I'm so sorry about that, Kelly. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. We got so many other people. Hey, if you can't get in right now, hit us up on social media. On Twitter, it's @JoeAndAlexShow.